and now we're going to try again. The downward dog. Now, I'm going to demonstrate this to you again because you're still not getting it. And I don't know how because it's really not that hard. We have had 2 blocks of 8 sessions each and you're still not getting the hang of it. Now, watch and listen carefully. Now remember, we start off on all fours and we have to make sure the knees are slightly behind your hips like this. Not too far, all right? And your hands should be shoulder width apart. And we want to spread out our fingers out wide. Are you with me so far? Okay, now just tuck your toes under. And we want to take a deep breath. While pressing our hands into the mat. Then we want to breathe out. And lift your knees up from the floor. And then we have to straighten our legs as much as we can. You need to feel the stretch in your legs and hold it. Okay, okay. Now you try it. Come on, we haven't got much time left. Now, on all fours again. Yes, just like that. Make sure your knees are slightly behind your hips. Spread out your arms a little more. Yeah, now it's perfect. Okay, your current position looks good now. Lift yourself up. Push your hands down into the mat. Come on, you got this. Lift your legs up and straighten them out. Yeah, there we go. You're getting it, finally. Now how about we do some cool down posies now, Just get up, I'm satisfied with that downward dog pose you have done. Don't worry, we are going to have some more chill, relaxing posies, and then we're going to finish up here. How does that sound? Now this one is very simple. We've done it many times before. We just sit down, with our legs crossed and put our hands on our knees. Now, see how far down you can slide your shoulder blades away from your ears. And we're going to close our eyes and focus on our breathing. Do it with me. Deeply and calmly. Not a word. If your mind wanders away, bring it back to what we are trying to do here, which is focusing on our inhales and exhales, nothing else. Now, looks like our time is up. Hope that was a nice, relaxing ending for us. I can see your improvement from each session we do. Time of next session? Oh, I'm sorry, did you forget? Oh, I'm sorry to say, but this is your last session with me on this block. Did you not note that down on your calendar? Guessing that means you want another block with me, yes? Okay, let me check my books. Well, it looks like I'm full up for the next 3 months. So is it okay if our next block is in 3 months from now? Oh, That was a very adamant no. I didn't know you're into yoga that much. We have a yoga enthusiast in here, it seems. I'll see what I can do. So I teach a class of 20 every Wednesday, so you can come and join us. Well, it's mostly ladies that are there, so you may be one of two guys, or the only guy. But hey, that will give the ladies something to watch if you come along. Hey, no need to be shy about it. They're all lovely ladies, and no judging happens there. We are all there to get more healthy and relax at the same time. That's all. We don't really care if you mess up either. Come on. We have had two blocks together, and you still have really bad balance. But it's okay. We are a nice little community that will help each other out. Also, the price will be cheaper than the private sessions, if that's a plus for you also. Oh, I'm really glad to hear you enjoyed our one-on-one classes so much that you just want more of them. But I'm afraid I have other people to instruct on their yoga. I have an idea. I'll book you in for 3 months' time, but I'll give you a yoga book where you can practice all the yoga from home. And next time we have a class, you can show off all what you learned. How does that sound? No, you don't want that either? I understand then. This is very tricky. I am a yoga instructor. You come to me because you want to learn how to properly do yoga. I have made you offers to be put into my group class or even give you my special yoga book. And yet, it's still a no? I'm afraid my options are out after that. Oh, don't look so down. Believe me, you are fine to do yoga from home or in the class. You have improved so much since before. There is no need for you to be anxious about it. I believe in you. It has been a joy to teach you, watching you improve and become more passionate for this practice. And I am sad too, to stop your progression one-on-one here. Yoga is all about self-improvement. What do you mean you're not interested anymore in yoga enough to do it at home or attend a big class? You were passionate about it 2 seconds ago. What has changed? You aren't doing it for yourself? Then what is this then? Some ploy to impress a girl, Well, I appreciate the investment into it. You paid all this money for my services to go and impress some girl when you could have just looked it up on Google. Thanks for keeping my business up, I guess. What a lucky girl to know that you aren't even together. And yet, you're putting this much effort into it to try and get her to like you already. Romance isn't dead after all. No. I'm not mad or anything. Don't worry. You didn't waste my time because, well, you paid me. I just find it a little strange how you were down about not having the one-on-one sessions, and now suddenly you're not interested in yoga at all. But it's fine. I can see why a class full of ladies can be daunting for you, especially now that you tell me you don't even have such a big desire for yoga now in the first place. But you better get going now. I see my next client keeps trying to sneakily take a peek at the door of the window. Think she's getting impatient now. Brenda is zero patience. So, I hope regardless of how you feel about yoga, that you still learned a lot from me. And maybe you'll take some of the calming techniques with you, Ah, there we go. You remembered things after all. I wish you good luck on that girl you're trying to get. Maybe you can now impress her with the downward dog. Oh, and one more thing. I'm guessing I'll just score your name off the list for 3 months' time then. No? So, the next block is still on? Right. I'm so confused right now. What's so hard to say? What's so hard to say? Remembering yoga, I've always taught you to relax and let yourself go. Tell me. Just tell me what's going on. Oh, whoa. That's a lot to take in. Have you felt this way the whole time? And that's why you've been doing yoga with me? I mean, how did you even notice me? You were passing by when you were... You were passing by when you went to the gym? Whoa, I don't have words. You got me good then. Sorry, I'm just shocked right now. I really thought you were interested in yoga, not me. I mean, well, I guess that does kind of explain why it took you so long just to memorize names at the moves you were doing every day. And how to do them when I literally just taught you. Like, you are not joking or anything, right? This is not some last day prank you're trying to pull on me like what happens in school. I just never thought you'd like me that way. I mean, if we're being honest, I've always thought you were cute, but I never thought it would ever go past that. I mean, I did see you look at me in ways, but I thought it was typical men stuff. Like, yeah, I'm wearing a tight sports outfit. Like, yeah, he's just being sneaky, but you actually want me. Are you going to do anything about it then? Taking me on a date. Well, where are we going? Surprise? Or you didn't think of a place yet because you didn't think this far through into your little yoga scheme? Very well then. I'll write down my number for you. Actually, the number you have is my business number. I'll give you my personal one. There you go. Take it. I think I felt something. I guess we need to spend more time together on that future date of ours to find out more. It does feel good though. I'm even getting tingles inside. Maybe after the date we can try out some other private yoga poses. Or am I thinking too far into it? Yeah, you're right. We'll just have to see what will happen. Is it weird now that I can't stop kissing you? You're still my client after all until you leave this room, so how very unprofessional of me. But I've kept the other clients waiting long enough, so you better leave now. And you text me later tonight. How does that sound? I can't wait. You better pick out a good date for me to make up for your little scandal. Bye.